and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Furtig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. And today we are talking about a topic that is hitting closer to home for more and more communities: cybersecurity. From small towns to major cities, cyber attacks are no longer a hypothetical threat. They are a reality, causing real disruptions and leading to new legislation in the Buckeye State. Recent cyber attacks have proven to be a major challenge for government institutions in Ohio. Earlier this year, the Cleveland Municipal Court experienced a multi-week shutdown. On February 23, 2025, after court administrators discovered a cybersecurity incident, court operations were suspended and the Ohio Cyber Response Force was called in. The court remained closed and eventually reopened with limited services on Wednesday, March 12th. This shutdown caused substantial delays and inconvenienced the public. While full details of this incident remain under investigation, a ransomware group named Quinlan have claimed responsibility for this attack. This incident at Cleveland Municipal Court followed a separate, though similarly disruptive, attack on Cleveland City Hall. That ransomware attack took place in June 2024, crippling city services for more than a week and making it difficult for residents to obtain essential documents like birth certificates and building permits. A Russian-affiliated ransomware group was identified as being behind that attack, though the city confirmed it did not pay the ransom. Mayor Justin Bibb's office said that no personal information of city residents ended up in the wrong hands due to this cyber attack. The city of Columbus also faced a ransomware incident in July 2024, but its response differed significantly. Mayor Andrew Ginther approved a $4 million ransom payment that was later approved by the Columbus City Council. A whistleblower later revealed that a trove of residents' personal information was leaked, regardless of the payment, refuting the initial claims that the breach data was unusable. In response to this wave of cyber attacks, Ohio has enacted new legislation to strengthen cybersecurity across all local governments. House Bill 96, passed on June 30, 2025, mandates that every local government, including counties, cities, and school districts, must implement a comprehensive cybersecurity program that aligns with generally accepted best practices. A key provision of the new law requires all employees to undergo cybersecurity training. The legislation also establishes a strict protocol for dealing with ransomware demands, requiring that any payment must be formally approved in a public resolution by the government's legislative body. This measure is designed to increase transparency and accountability. Furthermore, local governments are now required to report all cyber attacks within a given time frame. The political subdivision must notify the Ohio Department of Public Safety within 7 days of the discovery and the Ohio Auditor of State within 30 days. Lastly, records related to these cybersecurity programs and incident reports are not considered public records, offering some confidentiality to protect sensitive security information. The goal of this new legislation is to standardize cybersecurity preparedness across the state and ensure that government institutions are better equipped to handle the challenges of a digital world. The law and new requirements will take effect on September 30th, 2025. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.